Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly cloudy. 56 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours.
Mostly cloudy.
53 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours.
Mostly cloudy.
52 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
50 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
49 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
48 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
47 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
46 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
46 degrees. Good morning. 0900 hours. Cloudy, cloudy. 47 degrees.
Okay, whoever's trying to get a repeater, stand by, we're working on it. Give it SWR. Test 1-2. Test 1-2.
Thank you.
AGM. VHS. Timer.
WQPT is testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, test. WQPT testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. WQPT testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. WQPT testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. WQPT testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Good morning, 1100 hours. Mostly cloudy. 50 degrees.
Anybody listening on 523, give us a signal report. WQPT.
In for IYL testing.
Test 1-2. Cabot SWR.
Good afternoon.
And for IYL testing.
100 hours. Mostly cloudy. 51 degrees.
WTPUT.
QRZ in for IYL.
Hey, sounding good? This sounds, an order of magnitude better than the old repeater.
QSL on that, Dan. Sounds really, really good. It's going to be fun to use now. Thanks for all the help.
I'm glad I could help. You know, the old repeater, it hit the point where it just wasn't worth messing around with anymore. Just, you know, it is what it is. So, it took a little while to get to the point where we're actually ready to implement the new one, but I was very pleased. I knew that this was going to be quite an improvement. You know, I got done building it. I had one of those moments that I think we all have at some point in time where you're like, wow, that turned out really good. Not that you didn't expect it to turn out nice, but turned out better than you expected.
No, it turned out great. And the audio level is perfect. The clarity is there. It's just great. This is really great. So thanks so much. The club's going to love it.
Yep. It's been a long time since the old repeater has been in good condition. You know, we had that desk track in there for a long time as a temporary, because the controller that was in the old Micor repeater went intermittent. I brought it home, tried to fix it, and the intermittent went away. It's one of those moments, you know, problems that go away like magic, come back like magic. So I couldn't trust the thing. But, it'll be nice to have something 25 years less obsolete in place.
Absolutely. Plus, that's all commercial-grade equipment, so probably be relatively, maintenance-free, I would think.
Yes, it should be. A lot less maintenance than the old Micors were. I mean, those were pretty solid, too, but, you know, that old repeater was discontinued in the late 80s, so. it's not like, it doesn't age like wine. It doesn't get better with age.
Oh, no, it certainly doesn't. It's kind of like microscope optics from getting abused of getting clean. They only can get worse. They can't get better. It can't get better.
Yep. I was just thinking that old Micor, that thing was... I might have still been in elementary school when that was made. I don't think I was in junior high yet, but you know, somewhere's around there.
Yeah, it's kind of a sobering thought, isn't it? Time goes by.
Indeed it is. Like, when the heck did I get that old?
Really, I mean, it sneaks up on you. I mean, when did I become 60? I just remember in college, spending my weekends making extra money climbing antenna towers, and now that's 40 years ago.
Yep. Wow, this person in front of me doesn't get the Stellar Driver Award. She put on her turn signal and almost drove across the lawn to turn into a parking lot there. Oh, my Lord. And she realized the error of her ways. Pulled back and then went to the driveway of the plaza. Oh, my goodness. Good time to be getting out of this area. Yeah, the inexorable march of time. Like my oldest son turned, I think, 39. Like, my kids should not be that old.
No, it sneaks up on you. It really does.
Yes, indeed. Well, it just got on to 23. That little repeater is still sounding nice and strong here, as expected. Be excited to hear the audio reports on the Sunday Night Net.
Yeah, it'll be good to see how it works out tomorrow. That'll be cool. I'm just glad to get on 23 myself. But yeah, other than a little bit of scratch, which is probably related to picket fencing if you're moving, it's full quieting, which is wonderful. There's no hash anymore. It's great. And for IYL Friday.
Yeah, and, you know, when I was going through that area before, you know, where Huron River and in Washtenaw is, you know, that little bit of a low spot, that has always been a little more mobile water than others there just because of the, that being a low spot and the terrain between there and Weiser. So that's not a surprise through there. But yeah, oh my gosh, the audio sounds so clean on this thing.
It's fabulous. Yeah, there's some weird low spots in Ann Arbor. There's a place west of Ann Arbor on West Liberty, which is just, as best I can tell, an RF dead spot. It must be so low. Can't hit any of the repeaters in town.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah, just I think that's just outside of downtown. I think I know the spot you're talking about. Thinking, you know, guys are telling when the U of M trunk system, they actually added a fourth site when we did that system implementation. That you know, with the low spots and well, of course the type of building instruction doesn't help as well, but you know, needing four sites to get the coverage, you know, especially to get the in building.
Yeah, from what I understand, the network now is really a pretty sophisticated system. Steve Stostrom, who used to monitor it, was commenting, though, it's gone to all encrypted. Isn't that right? So nobody can monitor it anymore.
Oh, no, it's not encrypted. It's just the APCO 25 digital. You just need a scanner that does the P25 trunking, and you'll be able to listen in again. There are some people that have some software that you can use the RTL SDRs and some trunk track scan with those, and it'll decode the P25 audio. I don't think they're running any encrypted traffic. But yeah, that was my last project before I moved out of the field into project management. In fact, right before the end of that project is when I moved out of the field. It was about a month and a half before, and they actually brought me in since I, you know, I had a handle on the cutover. I did the cutover plan. They had me, you know, come in and on the overnight for implementation, you know, shutting down the old system and bringing the new system up online. Went perfectly according to plan. That was a fun project. I really enjoyed that. Yeah, the only place that was a real hassle was, you know, just access at Wiser there, because, you know, I just couldn't get my badge access right. I mean, I could get into WOTO, I could get in the door at Wiser, I could get into the microwave hut, which is the other, the north location. They didn't bring the fourth site online until well after I was out in the field. So one of the other STs brought that up. That was over at the hospital. But that was a great project. I really enjoyed working on it.
It's cool to have locations throughout Ann Arbor that are the higher elevation. Like having WOTO for number of repeaters is just such a choice site, isn't it?
Yeah, and actually the 800 equipment got destroyed a couple of winters ago. Got replaced by insurance. You know that that foyer where you go in on off of facing State Street. You know, during the winter was one of those times we had a real cold snap, and it was in the singles and minus degrees. Well, the equipment room that the 800 stuff is actually the electrical closet. When you go in there, there's a door straight ahead. You know, you go left to go into the lobby. That's where the equipment is. The sprinkler pipe froze in there inside and burst, and it rained on the equipment for hours. So that site was off the air for a little while. But yeah, that you would think that the equipment would be up on the top floor there, but it's not.
Yeah, I run IT for the health systems lab infrastructure. We have a number of data centers, data closets, and, you know, we moved most of pathology to NCRC's campus a few years ago, which are older buildings, even though they've been renovated. And I literally lost count of the number of times we had leaks, either from burst pipes or roof leaks. And just by Murphy's Law, they happen over data closets or sensitive equipment, and we've lost so much stuff to just water. So for me, the enemy is leaks, for sure.
Yeah, talking to one of the radio techs, he said that when he went in there that, you know, the water's pouring down. He said there's still sparks shooting out of the UPS. Things are arcing and popping. It's like, wow. Yeah, that was an expensive burst pipe. You know, it's 11 channels, and each one of those base stations is about 15 grand. You know, and then the site router and the... They use the GPS reference is a rack mount unit made by Track. You know, that Track unit is just shy of 100 grand. So, yeah, that was an expensive break.
Ouch. Well, I guess in one way, though, at least if you have insurance, the good news is that there's nothing in terms of trying to get stuff repaired, right? You're just literally going to be just buying new equipment for everything.
Exactly, yeah. There was no repairing on that stuff. They literally just took the equipment list for that site and said, we need to order this. But yeah, that was an expensive oops there. You know, there was talk at the time when we were implementing that it was concerning with the sprinklers right over that equipment, of course. You know, fire safety is like, nope, can't put deflectors or any of that kind of jazz over that. Alrighty then. Actually, I've done projects where, you know, there was sprinkler stuff in there, and they just capped off, you know, and put the sprinkler pipes out of those closets because they're like, yeah, fire load is really low. You know, it's all non-combustible. And the risk versus benefit. So, that was not one of those places, though.
Yeah, definitely. One of the data centers I used to run when we had them in the university hospital had sprinklers that were way too low right above the data, all the cabinets for our servers. It took me years to get them to put in a delayed actuation system so at least the sprinklers wouldn't be pre-charged with water in case somebody hit one of the sprinklers with a ladder or something, which has happened before. And I had no idea that a pre-actuation system is $50,000. I didn't think it would be that expensive.
Oh, I don't doubt that a dry system is expensive like that. Anything to do with that is sometimes ridiculously expensive. Well, I am off of 23 and into the city scheme here in Milan. A little bit of water on their ears, but it sounded solid. You know, just a little bit of mobile water on your signal. You're sounding really good. How am I making it in?
Well, you're full quieting other than maybe an occasional picket fence, but no, for here in Milan, you're amazing. I'm just on the Plymouth Ann Arbor Road turn on to 23 right now, and I'm on an HT with a longer rubber duck antenna, but not even a proper mobile antenna. So I would think somebody with a proper mobile setup would probably be even cleaner into the repeater.
Ah, gotcha. Yeah, you're sounding pretty good. Yeah, that last transmission has a little morph water on it. I had some localized interference that I could tell was something right in that area that was interfering with the repeater. It was at Dexter and County Street. Yeah, I'm running a permanent mount antenna on this thing. It's one of the shorter, lower profile dual band antennas. So, you know, it's a little bit of a compromise, but all in all, the thing performs pretty well.
Yeah, you were completely full quieting on that last transmission. So, I guess there's still spots in Milan that are clean shots of the repeater site, which is pretty cool. But that means the coverage of the repeater is reaching its potential now that we have a good receiver.
Yes, it is. It's been a long time since it performed this well. So yeah, that old receiver has definitely been on its way out for a while. It just didn't become obvious how bad it really was until we got it back rolling again.
So is that set up today? Also, do we keep the Echo Link back on, or is that for another weekend and for IYL?
Oh no, that's on. So the way the controller works on this, that one mini PC, that's actually the repeater controller. So, you know, the interface is through a modified USB sound card. You know, the modification gets your carrier indicator and your push to talk. You know, you set your audio level through that. So your All-Star and your Echo Link connections are handled, you know, internal in the PC there. So we got internet. She's live and unrehearsed on All-Star and Echo Link. Transmission was pretty rough. You can tell you're on an see in the car. And we're in a little worse area. All right, well, I just turned onto my street, so I will be in my driveway momentarily. See, my son is still busily loading his car in the front. So still moving to Indianapolis. But here's the last push where they're loading up the car. Leaving town. Yeah, before he left. So, any noises past 1-3-7-3? And catch up with you later, WCPT Mobile. Good meeting you today.
Yeah, thanks for all the help with the club. Wonderful meeting you. Have a great rest of the weekend. W2QTN for IYL.
Hi Dan, your audio is a little low, but I can hear you.
Well, I'm coming in via All-Star. Out here in the driveway doing some stuff. Looks like Ann was about loaded up, but I heard you and wanted to say hey there.
Gotcha.
Yeah, you chatted all the way home, and man, the repeater is sounding great. You know, I was right on 523. All right, hey, I'm not going to stick. I think he had him to run up to the credit union with him for something, too, before he vacates town. KPNSWR, W2PUT.
Okay, Dan. Catch you later. KPNSWR.
Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 55 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Mostly cloudy. 54 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Partly sunny. 54 degrees.
Not all.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Mostly cloudy. 55 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 54 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours. Cloudy. 54 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Mostly cloudy. 54 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Mostly cloudy. 52 degrees.
WD0BCF.
Good evening, 21 hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Mostly cloudy. 50 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy. 48 degrees.